Welcome to Morgan Lewis Podcast Central, Dateline, October 6th, 2015. This is a podcast production of Morgan Lewis's Labor and Employment Law Flash. California expands right to cure certain claims under PAGA. Assembly Bill 1506 grants relief to employers from frivolous actions under PAGA by allowing employers to cure certain alleged wage statement defects before an employee may recover PAGA penalties. Now, on to the podcast. After receiving unanimous bipartisan support in the California state legislature, Governor Jerry Brown signed Assembly Bill 1506, AB 1506, into law on October 2nd. The new law contains an urgency provision and is therefore effective immediately. AB 1506 moves certain wage statement defects into the category of labor code violations that employers can cure before employees may file a civil action under the Private Attorneys General Act of 2004, PAGA, Labor Code Section 2699. The legislature originally enacted PAGA to permit employees to file civil actions against an employer to recover civil penalties that the Labor and Workforce Development Agency, LWDA, would otherwise pursue for labor code violations. PAGA requires employees to first provide written notice to the LWDA and their employer detailing the alleged labor code violations before the employee can pursue civil penalties. If the LWDA does not inform the employee within 33 days that it intends to investigate the alleged violations, then the employee may file a lawsuit to recover penalties on behalf of all aggrieved employees. Effect and purpose of AB 1506. For certain labor code violations, PAGA gives employers a right to cure the violation between the time that an employee provides notice to the LWDA and before he or she files a civil action. In enacting AB 1506, the California legislature took steps to address employer concerns of frivolous and costly litigation that arose from hyper-technical violations of the labor code. Specifically, the law removes two sections of Section 226 from the list of serious labor code violations enumerated in Section 2699.5. As a result, employers can cure defects on a wage statement concerning the inclusive dates of the period for which the employee is paid or the name and address of the legal entity that is the employer, Labor Code Sections 226A, 6, and 8, within 33 days from the postmark date of an employee's notice to the LWDA of such violations. Procedure for exercising right to cure. After receiving a notice letter to the LWDA alleging issues with the applicable information on wage statements, employers must act quickly if they wish to exercise their right to cure within the required 33-day period. To cure these defects, an employer must show that it has provided fully compliant itemized wage statements to each aggrieved employee for the 3-year period prior to the date of the LWDA notice. In other words, the employer must reissue corrected wage statements to employees for each pay period for the previous 3 years. After providing the cured wage statement to employees, the employer must then give written notice by certified mail to the LWDA and the employee pursuing a PAGA action within the same 33-day period. The notice must contain a description of the employer's actions to cure the alleged defects. If the employee disputes that the employer cured the alleged violation, the employee may appeal to the LWDA. The LWDA would then have 17 days to review the employer's attempt to cure the violation. At that time, the LWDA may give the employer 3 additional days to effectuate its right to cure. If the LWDA determines that the alleged violation was not cured, or if the LWDA does not respond at all, the employee may proceed with filing a civil action under PAGA. Employers may not exercise this right to cure more than once in a 12-month period for the same alleged violation or violations contained in the notice. This limitation applies regardless of the location of the complaining employee's worksite. Time is of the essence. AB 1506 has the potential to relieve employers from burdensome and potentially costly PAGA actions for civil penalties due to alleged violations of Labor Code Sections 226A, 6, and 8, as long as they act quickly. If you have any questions or would like more information on the topics addressed in this podcast, please contact a Morgan Lewis attorney at morganlewis.com. This podcast is provided as a general informational service to clients and friends of Morgan Lewis & Bockius, LLP. It should not be construed as and does not constitute legal advice on any specific matter, nor does this message create an attorney-client relationship. These materials may be considered attorney advertising in some states. Please note that any prior results discussed in the material do not guarantee similar outcomes. Read more about Morgan Lewis and its market-leading labor and employment practice at morganlewis.com/labor.